I shall tell a tale of a man who is very old. I once knew him well, that old man with a heart of gold. Now picture him, if you will, in your mind, as I give myself his old lines. Day before Christmas. I just love this day. Christmas Eve. All the decorations. People doing sign language next to where I live. Didn't think I'd notice you, did you? Oh, I just love Christmas Eve. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Sing with me. La 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 la. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Give yourselves a hand. Oh, I just love Christmas. I love it so, so much. There's so many things I like about Christmas, you know. I like, the food. How many of you like Christmas food? How many of you like food? Me too. Don't get as much as I used to, but I do love Christmas food. There are lots of places where we can go on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve to get a nice hot meal. Turkey and ham and the cranberry sauce that's shaped like a can. Wonder how they grow those berries like that. That's just bizarre. My favorite thing of Christmas, though, besides the story, presents. How many of you like Christmas presents? Wait, I can't see because of the lights. Oh, good, good. Making sure some of you do. Yes. I love Christmas presents. And more than getting them, you know what I like? Exactly. See, when I ask you a question, you're supposed to answer. It's a dialogue here, all right? Presents. And I have a list. So right here somewhere of presents that I would like to get people for Christmas. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Good, because if you said no, the show's over. Then you have to listen to Rick again. Love you bunches. I'm just saying, because he's not prepared, you see. Let me see. I would like to get toys for the children who live in the shelter down the street, down there. Yes. Some Christmases, I'm able to go behind the Walgreens and the other stores and get toys that they've cast off. They're in the trash because they're broken or something. You get the coffee grounds off of them, and they're just fine. Gloves from my friend Carlton, the doorman, down the street. Two of you got that one. All right, good. Thank you for coming. Yeah, sometimes he lets me stand under the awning when it's raining so I don't get quite so cold and wet. Don't have a roof, you see. Gets cold. And Mrs. Osmeyer, who lives in the apartments down the way, she lost her cat, poor thing. Yes, you can say, aw. Yeah. Poor thing got wet. It got wet and cold, so she dried it off in the microwave. She's not right. Especially now. She can't even watch the television. It's just too reminiscent. But lots and lots of toys. I have a long list. I keep this list every year, and sometimes I'm able to get a few things, usually the toys. The store's closed now, so no toys for the children this Christmas from me. Yes. That deserves a kind of sounded like a kitty cat, didn't it? You know, toys for the children. But maybe the Lord will come through and give me something that I can give to them. They're always so appreciative of whatever they get. But I'll keep my list because who knows what I might find on the street. I may find some gloves or some glasses. One of my friends needs some glasses. I would give him these, but they don't really work that well anyway. Went to give him something good. You know, I haven't given it much thought as to what I would like for Christmas.
What do you want? What do you want?
And he heard an inner voice that seemed to say, what do you want? Let me see. I could get, I could get a PlayStation. Wait, I don't have a television. Don't have a television. I could get...
How about a game?
A game? What kind of a game? What? Who?
Mario. That? Mario.
Oh, Mario. Okay, good. No, I don't have plumbing, so I don't need Mario. Hey, more of you got that one. Good. I'm getting topical. Great. A house. I'd like to have a house, but so far this is all I can afford. Yes. We need, the Lord provides. That's just the way it goes, and I'm happy with that. That's right, a Christmas tree. That's what I want for Christmas. A Christmas tree. If I could have one thing, I'd have a Christmas tree. Yes. Not that. It's plastic. All I want for Christmas is a Christmas tree with bright red lights to light its many boughs of green. A place to put my presents so I'd know just where they are. And way up on the very top, a big bright star. Yes, you can have your angels. I want a star on my Christmas tree. Ooh. Yes, Christmas tree. Tannenbaum, oh, Christmas tree. To brighten up my Christmas, you are all that I need. I don't want a tinsely wreath. Oh, can't you see? That all I want for Christmas is a Christmas tree. Yes, Christmas tree. That's what I want. Great big one, or a little one will do. I remember when I was a lad of three, we had the most delightful tree you'd ever seen. Oh, ornaments of glass were hung way high upon its boughs. That's a fancy word for branches. Oh, I wish I could have another tree somehow. There has to be a way you can get a Christmas tree. That's not too much to ask for, is it? No, of course not. It's just a tree. Stop being too selfish. A Christmas tree. Okay, wait a minute, though. I can't get a tree without money. Ooh, you can turn that up so I can hear it a bit. Thank you. I don't have much money. I don't even have one dime. Now I know it may sound funny, but I'm really doing just fine. Some people call me a bum, others just turn and run. Don't want to have anything to do with me. But that's all right, I'm doing okay. I live for every day. Oh, I don't have a mansion or even a house to call a home. But I've got wishes in my pocket, and in my heart, I've got a song. I don't have a lot, pretty much what you see. But I know my God, He always takes care of me. Sinuses. Yes, I just need to get some money for Christmas. No, Tums. I've got some crepe paper that won't do so much for that. And use that for something. What do I have back here? The tag off of a mattress. Right. Well, you know, my grandmama told me once, and grandmamas never lie, do they? Of course not. She once told me that once in your life, everyone gets a special Christmas Eve wish. But you never know which Christmas it's going to be. Now I know there's no biblical foundation for that. There's also no recipe in the Bible for my grandmama's sour cream pound cake. But it was wonderful. So that's it. Maybe this will be the Christmas I get my Christmas Eve wish, right? Right, you think so? All right, so I need to maybe help the Lord out a little bit. You know, the Lord helps those who help themselves. So I must have some sort of a money or something. Clothespin, no. Let me see if there's something back here. Money-wise, hold on. Ah, I found it! I got it! A nickel! I have a nickel! My name is Michael. I got a nickel. Shiny and, well, kind of dingy and old, but kind of like me. Don't laugh, kind of like some of you too. Right, now all I need to do is go down to the Christmas tree lot and buy myself a Christmas tree with my nickel. Right, and through the magic of theater, here I am! Pretty slick, eh? Right. Yes, sir. Hello, you there. Yes. I'd like to buy a Christmas tree. Well, of course I have money. Yes, if I had any money. Of course. Do I look like I don't have any money? Yeah. Stop laughing. Yes, right. Yes, I do have money. How much? A nickel. Wow, I've never actually seen someone roll on the floor laughing. Look at that. He's just like a dog. You don't have anything? Surely there must be something I can buy for a nickel. It doesn't have to be a grand tree. A six-footer will do just fine. A little smaller. In the back. Back here. Oh, the smaller trees. The ones way over. Oh, those? Those. That one. Well, I did ask for a Christmas tree, didn't I? Yeah. And it is my Christmas Eve wish, isn't it? Yeah. Well, here you go, sir. There's your nickel. All right. It's my tree. Oh, would you all like to see my Christmas tree? Yeah. Yes. All right. Ta-da! This is where you applaud. Now, I know it doesn't look like much, but with a little bit of of love and care, and some of that crepe paper, maybe. I could make it look really, really nice. Let me see. I'll take this and ooh, I have some gum wrappers. And ooh, I have some paper, and I have my list. I can tie my list on it as a decoration. Yes, yes, here we go. Right. All right, I'm ready. It's all done. Ah, good. Now, do you all want to see my Christmas tree now? Beg me. No, I'm just kidding, kidding. Okay, well then good, I'll go with the please, please, please. All I wanted for Christmas was a Christmas tree. Look, a little Debbie wrapper. It was from a Christmas cake. So it... from 14 years ago. Those things do last forever. And some bells. Listen, listen. Do you hear the bells? I heard the bells on Christmas Day. And look, I took some pipe cleaners and made a seahorse, a rock, an amoeba. I made something doing this. It's kind of Christmassy, in a Seussian sort of way. And some ornaments. See the little snowman? I had that from back long time ago when I had a larger place to live. Ah, love my Christmas tree. Oh, there we go. Set it right there. Now, well, it looks like it's starting to get dark now. So, good help is so hard to find. Not that dark. little down. Perfect. Yes, yeah, so Christmas Eve, and I always do a bit of reading on Christmas Eve. Some of you earlier were reading, and I have something special I like to read before I go to bed. Every Christmas Eve, out of my Bible here. Ah, there we go. I found it. All right. Cue the music. Ah. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. I love that part. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And he shall be a sign. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I love that story, don't you? I love the whole story. Well, I got my Christmas wish. And tomorrow I'll do something for someone. I'm sure there'll be an opportunity. Well, good night and Merry Christmas.
Christmas tree. It's my only wish, and my grandma told me that once in your lifetime everyone will have a special Christmas wish on Christmas Eve. And I just hope that this one could be mine. A Christmas tree! I wonder who it belongs to. Hey, maybe it belongs to that old man back there.
Who is kicking me disturbing my Christmas Eve slumber? You have to be bright and fresh on Christmas morning, and someone's kicking me of all things. And who are you, and why are you kicking an old man on Christmas Eve?
Well, I was just wondering if I could borrow your tree, because my grandmama told me that once in your lifetime, everyone will have a special Christmas wish on Christmas Eve. And I just hope that this one was mine. And I just really want a Christmas tree, and my dad says we don't have enough room.
Oh, good Lord. You want to borrow my tree?
Yes, I'll bring back tomorrow, I promise.
You don't borrow Christmas trees. You borrow a cup of sugar. You borrow a friend's weed eater and never bring it back. You borrow, I don't know. You don't borrow a Christmas tree. Who ever heard of such a, how old are you? You don't know, do you? You look about 8. Yeah, you're about that old. Hold on a second. She wants to borrow my tree. That was my wish. And you said your grandmother told you everyone gets a Christmas Eve wish? Again, there's no biblical basis for this, people. Don't run out of here going, "Do you know what they're preaching over there?" And your father says you can't have a tree because he doesn't have, or you don't have enough room. Stay right there. Don't move. Stay. Good girl. She wants to borrow my tree. Her grandmother says she'd get a Christmas Eve wish. They don't have the room for a tree. One of the children from down the street there. Lord, why do you make things so difficult? If you had a tree, would you take care of it?
Uh-huh.
Would you water it?
Uh-huh.
Even if it was plastic?
Uh-huh.
She must be homeschooled. We'll tell you what. I've changed my mind. I'm not going to let you borrow my tree.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to give it to you instead.
Thank you, old man. Thank you. Thank you, old man.
Oh, you're welcome. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I got my Christmas wish twice, didn't I?
Yeah.
I got a tree. A small tree. But I got a tree. It was just what I needed. And I got to give something to someone. Yes, yay! Oh, well, it looks like it's slowly getting a little darker now. I love live theater. Well, this is time for me to go to bed and see what the morrow brings. I hear they're having ham over at the shelter. So. He's sounding selfish, but you know, all I wanted was a little tree. That's all right. The Lord will provide everything we need. And if He gives us everything we need, why in God's name would we want anything else? Good night. The sun is shining. It's coming from all over, isn't it? Oh, Christmas morning, I got to help someone last night, and now I get to walk around and look at all the decorations and just be thankful for the birth of my Lord and Savior. Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful. What?
Look
behind
you.
What? Oh. I'm sorry. Turn around. Oh, I love games. I love games. Okay, ready? Now what? Turn slowly. Stop with. Look this way. Ah! It's a Christmas tree. It's a what she said. It's a huge Christmas tree, or some people would say a huge Christmas tree. It's a plaid Christmas tree. Just when I thought this evening wouldn't get any weirder. It's a plaid. Where did it come from? Look. Oh, and it's filled with things. It has toys. And gloves for the doorman. I can give him his gloves. I can give him a scarf too. And glasses. And more toys. Look at this. More toys. Toys for the children. Oh. You remember my friend, Mrs. Othmeyer?
Yeah.
She had the unfortunate incident with her kitty. Guess what? I can give her a kitty. And she can't hurt this one. Even in the microwave. Need to remember to go and unplug her oven. Oh, more toys.
Bob. Solo. Twist it. Out. Game over.
Technology. Oh, a Christmas tree? Lord, you provided everything I needed, and even some of the things I just wanted. I finally got my Christmas wish. You know, many years ago, your people dreamed of a Messiah. It came true. They wished in their hearts for a Savior, and He came. Wishes and dreams do have a funny way of coming true, don't they? Wishes and dreams have a funny way of coming true. Just when you think they'll never come, they do. Wish upon the first starlight, dream upon a full moon. Wish, and it might come true. Do you believe in dreams? I do. I do. And if you believe in dreams, they will come true. Wishes and dreams have a funny way of coming true. Just when you think they'll never come, they do. Wish upon the first starlight, dream upon a new moon. Wish, and it might come true. Do you believe in dreams? I do. I do. And if you believe in dreams, they will come true. Wishes and dreams have a funny way of coming true. Thank you, and have a very Merry Christmas.